here's a story from The World.
If you're listening to us in Phoenix or Dallas, I don't need to tell you this. It's hot. 111 degrees Fahrenheit in Phoenix today, 99 in Dallas. Climate scientists say record-breaking summer temperatures around the world may become the new normal. Today, we're looking at one way to fight the heat in cities, trees. It's part of our weekly look at climate change solutions, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
The World's Anna Kusmer reports on one simple solution to urban heat that's being applied in a new way in Pakistan.
Karachi, Pakistan is another place that's really hot. The high was 100 degrees today.
So living in Karachi without an air conditioner is probably akin to being slow roasted alive.
For Sophia Ashai, who lives in the city with her parents, there's only one thing to do in the summer months.
You lie on your cold air-conditioned marble floor with your cheek right on the ground and you pray that that night will come.
Outside Ashai's house yesterday, kids ran to an ice cream truck. Most of the adults sat on the sidewalk in the shade of big trees. Ashai says that's where people without AC spend most of their time. But there's not a lot of shade to be had in Karachi. Less than 10% of the city has tree cover. And that's something Shahzad Qureshi wanted to change after a deadly heat wave killed 2,000 people in and around Karachi in 2015.
It was just too hot. So it was just, you know, one of those times where you're like, what the hell is wrong with this place?
During the heat wave, he saw something that inspired him.
And I saw his TED Talk.
A TED Talk by Shubhendu Sharma.
Soon, I started making a forest in the backyard of my own house.
Sharma was sharing a technique of growing dense urban forests using something called the Miyawaki method. It's different than other tree planting approaches.
These forests, compared to a conventional plantation, grows 10 times faster. They are 30 times more dense and 100 times more biodiverse.
The Miyawaki method uses a variety of native tree species and plants them close together using an intentional design. The goal is to establish a diverse, quickly growing tiny forest. Over the past decade, Sharma's organization has helped plant 150 of these kinds of forests in 13 countries.
So I'm very keen on taking this method to every single country of the world.
After seeing Sharma's TED Talk during that 2015 heat wave, Shahzad Qureshi wanted to be the person to spread the idea to Pakistan.
I've been shown this light. If I'm not going to run towards it, then who will?
4 years later, Qureshi's organization has 14 urban forests planted in parks, schools, people's yards, and outside of a mosque. The oldest forest already has acacia trees that tower over 35 feet, full of big branches and birds' nests. And these forests work to cool things down by up to 10 degrees.
I don't even say it to people. I let people actually experience it when they actually walk into these areas that, oh my God, it's much cooler in here.
Trees are well-known solutions to urban heat. They both provide shade and release water, which cools the air around them. But as more people move to cities, trees are cut down and grasses are paved over, replaced with buildings and roads that make cities hotter. And climate change is making it worse. A recent study showed that in 50 years, around a third of the world's population could live in unbearable heat. The increases in heat waves are being felt now, says Vijay Limai, a scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
All across South Asia, we're talking about detecting an increase in the frequency, intensity, duration, and even just the geographic kind of aerial extent of extreme heat risks across the region.
Policymakers in Pakistan have started to look at planting trees as a solution, says the UN's Umair Akhlaq Malik.
But government has realized overall in Pakistan that greening is very important for the country.
Malik says this Miyawaki method of planting dense urban forests could be a good way to green a city that doesn't have a lot of space.
So with the limited city size, with a rapid growing population and lack of urban space, these sort of urban forests, at least on paper, provides a good opportunity for urban greening.
A good opportunity, but there are barriers to planting these forests, like the upfront cost. Each one could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And getting the space allocated. Malik is working with Shahzad Qureshi to try to get more people to back the idea.
To take it to scale, you need more practitioners who would invest their time and energy into this.
Malik supports Qureshi and his dream. To have urban trees not just along residential streets, but filling every single park in the city. For the World, I'm Anna Kussmer.
The Big Fix has been bringing you poems from young people sharing their perspectives on the climate crisis. It's a collaboration with the nonprofit Write the World. This week, we have a reflection from Nigeria.
My name is Bianca Nwokeji.
Bianca is a 20-year-old writer in Abuja.
Nature is my number one inspiration and motivation in every aspect of my life.
Climate change is an overwhelming challenge, she says, and writing helps her confront it.
Writing is more than a hobby. It's a friend, a companion, a therapist.
Here's Bianca's poem, Soul Treatment.
Someone once asked me, Bianca, why do you write? On hearing that, my lips arched with a flashed smile and I replied with complete honesty. Ever saw something so wrong but couldn't change it? Ever felt something so cosmic and wanted humans to hear it? Well, that's why I write. I write so that I can make my contributions to Earth. To ease the situations I cannot change, situations beyond my human power. I write so that those cosmic floods of thoughts could be heard, to give them life. But most importantly, I write to build myself, to heal myself, to let out my emotions and get control of them. I write to discover myself, to know how deep my demons lie, to find my strength and weakness. I write to find peace, for whenever I hold a pen to a paper, my soul reaches the altitudinous peak of complete tranquility.
That was Bianca Nwokuji reading her poem, Soul Treatment. Sound design on that piece was done by Uzair Ahmed. You can read other climate change poems and catch up with our solutions reporting at theworld.org/thebigfix. You're listening to The World,